in West Palm Beach, Florida, listening on Catholic Answers Online, you have the undivided attention of Tim Staples. What question have you got for him?
Hi, Tim. I heard you answer that last question, I need to ask for a follow-up real quick after my question. Is that okay?
Sure.
First of all, comment that our last elections and the recent past have failed miserably to get us any change, much of a change on a wide, you know, spread level on the abortion issue, which Catholics, you know, mostly feel so strongly about. And can we please agree now that we have got to focus on the getting the pro-death people out, and not worry about who's going to replace them, whether they're perfectly, you know, pro-life right down the line, because that's not going to happen until once we get our foot in the door. I mean, I just wondered if, because we know that the Catholics overwhelmingly voted in this last 8 years of this miserable, you know, what we've had. So we cannot go that way again and say, I refuse to vote for the questionable one. Because I don't know what he'll do, so we end up with the same old story, and it's not going to do us any good.
Right. Well, Diane, really appreciate your call. We at Catholic Answers do not support or advocate for any candidate or any party. Are you familiar with our Voter's Guide for Serious Catholics, Diane?
Yes, I am, but I just feel, and I don't think that I have actually endorsed anybody or any party just now, but I'm not asking you to, but
we can't
continue down tight, you know, expecting all of our candidates to walk the line, because
absolutely,
we'll never get our foot in the door that way.
Yeah,
right?
if candidates have to be perfect, then we could never vote for anyone. That, you know, there's no such thing as the perfect candidate. At least I haven't seen one in a long, long time. But so Diane, I think the key is that we, and this is what we do at Catholic Answers. You read our Voter's Guide for Serious Catholics. We lay out the theological position of the church documents and such on how we form our consciences as Catholics. And so, you know, if you have a candidate who is, you know, pro-abortion, pro so-called homosexual marriage, pro-embryonic stem cell research, pro-everything that we're against. And now you also have candidates who are overtly against religious freedom that are, you know, it's unbelievable, Diane, that who would have even thunk it? In fact, when we did our voter's guide here at Catholic Answers, when it first came out in 2004, and then we had another edition, updated it in 2006. We didn't have religious freedom as one of the non-negotiables because it wasn't in play. Who would have thought, Cy, that we were going to have an administration come in and start coming after us as Catholics and attacking our religious freedom? So in our newest edition, we had to add that as a non-negotiable. So, yeah, I mean, we're in a situation now where we have got to wake up Catholics and help them to see that when babies are being slaughtered in their mother's wombs, you can't say, well, but, gee, I like the guy's immigration policy. I like his economic policy, because you know what? Immigration policy and economic policy aren't going to do you much good if you're dead. And so when you're talking about slaughtering babies in the womb, my goodness. And now let's add euthanasia. We have the unthinkable is happening. And Cy and Diane, I got to tell you this. Years ago, I remember speaking at conferences with my good friend Father Bill Casey and shouting to the rafters that we are eventually going to see euthanasia in the United States, because once you start slaughtering babies in the womb, and this is something, Diana, that people have to consider as well. If you have somebody that is so lost intellectually and morally that they are advocating for slaughtering babies, murdering, killing babies in the womb, what else are they going to be askew about? Because if you're the, as my good friend Father Frank Pavone says it so well, I've heard him say it multiple times, but he says, if a publicly so-called elected official who is supposed to serve the people, if he or she does not know the difference between serving the public and killing the public, they have no right or to be dog catcher. Much, because what's going to happen, Diane, is when you have somebody that's that morally crazy to say killing human beings, oh, A-OK, right? What's going to eventually happen is their morals are going to lead down the line to this, 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 and this. And you know what? I can remember, Diane, we were called fanatics or, you know, you're an extremist. This isn't going to lead to euthanasia until we saw it. What was it, 2004, 2005, Terry Schiavo publicly starved to death, basically on television. Of course, they pulled the cameras so we didn't see the actual horrid decline of that poor woman as she suffered and died. But, Diane, this is what happens, because vice leads to more vice. That's the nature of the beast. When someone or either a culture is in, or an individual, and I make this point, by the way, Diane, in my DVD called Catholics and the Culture War. I recommend everybody get a copy of that, especially now at the crazy season, right? The election season. But Catholics and the Culture War, if you continue to practice vice, what happens? You become vicious. That means vice becomes a habit and you become vicious, which means full of vice. And that's true for individuals and it's true for cultures. And what happens is your intellect becomes blinded, darkened. Your will becomes weakened. And you become habituated in that vice. And this is what happens. It leads to more. And look at it. Now we're killing the elderly routinely around this country. And nobody is even saying anything anymore about it. And now we have five states with a physician-assisted suicide and more to come. California's been added to the list. Insane. Now, instead of, Diane, when we have somebody seriously sick, instead of kneeling with them at their bedside, holding their hand and praying for them, we're saying, kill them. You know, whether it be euthanasia or physician-assisted suicide, it is insane. But this is what happens. And we have a culture now that is in decline. Now it's homosexual marriage. Now we can't, Diane, we've gone so crazy now as a culture that we can't even tell the difference between a man and a woman. A man can walk in here right now, a 6 foot tall, you know, white dude, and he can say, well, I identify as a 5 foot Chinese woman. And by golly, we're supposed to say, oh, okay, you're a 5 foot Chinese woman. I mean, that's how insane we have become. And this is what's happening. So, Diane, I mean, I agree with you. We need to help our Catholic friends, neighbors, loved ones to form their consciences in accordance with the teachings of the church. And if we do, as Catholics, and if we did, I've said this many times, if we did, there would have been no Roe v. Wade. There would have been, I mean, we wouldn't have this decline that we've been experiencing. That, and I think it was a powerful decline since 1973. We could go back further. In fact, in my DVD, Catholics in the Culture War, I go back to 1947 and Everson versus the Board of Education as a real line of demarcation. That's the first time the Supreme Court used the language of separation of church and state. First time, 1947. I won't get into details of the court case. Get my DVD, Catholics in the Culture, where I lay it all out for you. But that's where we, as a culture, began to reject God, you know, on the faith front. And then on the morals front, it came with pornography. It came with, contraception, abortion, and here we go. And Diane, the good news is that we can turn the tide if we will elect pro-life people who will put pro-life judges on the bench who can really advocate for life and make a real change.